Welcome to today's podcast from Heritage of Faith Gold Coast. For more information about us, visit heritageoffaith.com.au. We hope you'll be blessed by today's message.
Praise Jesus.
You're all good. Thank you, team. So good to have you all with us. Christmas.
Yes.
Good time of the year.
Yes.
But let me encourage you. Every day is a good time of the year with Jesus, right? Don't just wait till once a year to have fun and live life and celebrate, but every day should be a celebration in Jesus' name. Amen? Well, we promise to keep the service short. I know some people are waiting to get home to bacon sandwiches. I know some people... I never wanted to mention anybody's name or point any direction, but I know some people are having leftovers today. Forgive me if I look lethargic. We celebrated last night. I'm still trying to get the carbs out of my system and the dessert, but we're good. We're good. The Lord is good. Amen. Praise God. So good to have you with us. Good morning to you on live stream. If you're with us here this morning, you couldn't make it. We just want to welcome you and celebrate with you this morning. Is anybody visiting for the first time before I carry on? Just for the first time. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Keep your hand up. We'll just get a welcome back to you. There you go. Good day. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. God is good. Amen. Let's just pray quickly. Father, we just thank you right now. Lord, I thank you for this day, Lord. Lord, that we can come together, celebrate, but remember the reason for the season, and that's you, Jesus. Above everything, Lord, you are in the center of everything this morning. So we just thank you, Lord, as I speak this morning. Lord, let me share your heart. Let me share your revelation. Open up people's eyes to see, ears to hear, Lord, hearts to receive. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Well, I got a short message. I'll try not to preach too long. I was threatened to keep it to 15, 20 minutes. So I'm going to do my best because people are hungry. Amen. Some people haven't eaten the whole week just so they can store up for today. Amen. Don't you look at me so holy. I know it's you I'm talking to. Amen. But, you know, the other night, we were with family. We went up to Coomera where they got all these, like, Christmas tree lights and all this. And it's really amazing. If you haven't experienced it, I would recommend you experience it at least once. After the once, you probably never want to experience it again. You're walking up to go see all these lights, and you're attacked by mosquitoes. I think all the mosquitoes live in Coomera. They are, like, vicious. Like, you had to cast demons out of these things. They were demon carriers. They were just attacking from every direction, right? And so you get up there, and then there's people. I love people. But, man, it felt like a conveyor belt. I was like, you're walking like this and up and down. And then you're like, oh, look at that tree and look at that light and it's all pretty and it's all good. But while I was there, I thought, how many people have lost the real reason for Christmas? And don't get me wrong, I loved it and I enjoy spending time with my family. I absolutely love it. Once. I'm highlighting that. But let me just say this. And I'm walking around and I'm looking at all the lights and there's things that sing and they got faces that look like they're talking to you. But you know what I realized? Out of all of them, how many actually had anything to do with Christmas? And they were beautiful. They were colorful. They were singing songs. But how much had it to do with Christmas? And so we had a great time. And I was preparing this morning. And I was asking the Lord, you know, what do you want me to share? And you know, we sing the song, Unto Us a Child is Born. But he's not just an ordinary child. He's the King of Kings, he's the Lord of Lords. He's our Savior. He's not just some baby that was written about that was some good charity work and some blessing. You know what I'm saying? But he was the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He was our Redeemer. He was our salvation. He died for you and me. He came to earth because he had each one of us on his mind. Amen? And so I was thinking about, you know, the Bible was written by about 40 different people over a period of around 1,600 years. And you go, what's that got to do with Christmas? Well, out of that, how many of the prophets prophesied the Messiah coming? There's hundreds of prophecies that God said, you're going to know him when he comes. Because this is how he's going to look. This is how it's going to happen. There wasn't a gray area. He gave detail, specific detail for you. He gave specific detail. So when people saw him, when the world saw him, they would know that that's what God has been speaking about, but they would also identify him when he came. A baby in a manger. Well, every baby. No, he wasn't in a crib. He was in a manger. We spoke about that a few weeks back. A virgin shall give birth to him. Amen? He was detailed. These prophets weren't just thumb-sucking and going, I sense God saying this. No, it was, thus says the Lord. This is how it's going to pan out. When he comes for the first time, this is what it's going to look like. So that we could not deny that this book is real. So that we couldn't deny that Jesus is real. That he came for you and I. Today, Christmas Day, is why we celebrate that. Amen? I want you to turn with me to Isaiah 7:14. Isaiah 7:14. This was one of the prophecies. It says, therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Everyone say, a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel. Now you need to understand, this was a prophetic picture of hope because they were crying out for hope. God's people needed hope. How many know the world needs hope? We have hope. We have a solution. His name is Jesus. Amen. Amen. There is hope. But this was a prophetic picture of hope. It was a prophetic picture of the Messiah to come. So Isaiah, which is one of your five major prophets, he prophesies and says, he's coming and he will be called Emmanuel. God is with you. Amen. God is with you. In other words, he came in the flesh. Is that not a prophecy coming to pass? Amen. He's saying the one that would come and save, the one that would come and redeem, the one that would come and give you peace, the one that would come and dwell with you and move with you wherever you go. He is the one that I'm sending. He's the one that's going to come and they shall call him Emmanuel. And we see in Matthew, if you go with me to the book of Matthew, Matthew chapter 1. I'm going to jump down to verse 21, Vicky. I'm not going to go the whole way. Verse 21, it says this, and she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. Everyone say, Jesus. Jesus. For he will save his people from their sins. So all this was done that it may be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, behold, the virgin shall be with a child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated, God is with us. Say that after me. God is with us. You know what? In the Hebrew, you need to understand this. When a Hebraic name was given, it was not just an identity. It's not like if I say Megan is Megan. It has attributes attached to it. Amen? So basically, they're saying this is Jesus, but he's the Savior. So he has an identity, but he has an outworking of his name. He has a plan and purpose. Do you get that? But look what was amazing. I spent time reading this. And I'm, Lord, were they confused you? Because one minute you're saying, and you will call him Jesus. And on the other saying, you're saying, and they will call him Emmanuel. He's saying to Joseph, you give him identity. You name him. His name is Jesus. But he's saying all the Jews and Gentiles will know him as Emmanuel. God is with us. We will experience him as God is with us. Amen. And I was meditating on that and thinking, were they confused? Was there an error? And he's saying, no, you're going to see him in two different ways. You're going to see him as Jesus, who he is. The name, if you look at the name Jesus, he's talking about in the Hebrew from the word Yeshua, meaning to deliver or to rescue. So Joseph, you name him Jesus because he's going to deliver and rescue a people, a generation, and generations to come. Amen. Remember Joshua? Led them into the promised land. Our Jesus, our Yeshua. Yeah. Amen. His name, if you transfer it back, becomes Joshua in English. He's going to be the one that redeems us into a promised land. That's why he came. Amen. You need to see this, church. But there's two things I want you to see out of this morning. The first thing, everyone say Savior. Adam and Eve messed up. They made a mistake. They were disobedient and sin entered the world. A veil was put between us and God, mankind and God. Amen? And so what had to happen is every year there used to be sacrifices to wash all the mistakes and the sins for the year and then start again. But also there used to be a high priest that would have to go between us and God and us. Amen? But then there was a guy named Jesus that came to earth in a manger, a little child born, that had a journey to the cross so that you and I didn't no longer need a high priest to stand between us. We no longer had a veil between heaven and earth. We have direct access now because of that child that came for you and I. Amen? That's a good place to be excited right there. If you actually understand it, that you can move with Him, that you can dwell with God, that you can have intimacy with Him every single day of your life, that we're redeemed from curses. We have blessing now. We have abundance. We have favor. We have grace. We have mercy. Amen? Because of one child that came the way was prophesied hundreds of years before. Amen? Jesus, for the forgiveness of the sins, for eternity with God and fellowship, that is our covenant right today, you and I have, because of Jesus. You know, John 3:16, we all know John 3:16. Anybody doesn't know John 3:16? No? I'm assuming you all do. Are you all awake? I bet you some of you right now, as I'm talking, are thinking about the lamb, and did I put it on the right setting? And oh my gosh, I actually forgot to turn the oven on, which means I'm going to have to go to Macca's on the way home and have the lamb tomorrow. Oh, dear Lord, help them. But John 3:16 says this, for God so loved the world, He gave His only Son, that whoever believes shall not perish but have everlasting life. You know the danger about Christmas and all the nice things that come with it? We've got to be careful that we don't bury Jesus under presents and under a tree and wrap lights around that you can't see Him. Amen? The reason we are here, God sent His Son, that whoever believes can have eternal life. Sometimes we forget to preach that. That there is a heaven and a hell. There is a separation in eternity. You know, you might have life good now, but if you fall over, I spoke to somebody the other day, and I said, what happens? He's quite an intelligent guy and studies religions. And he said to me, I don't believe in a spirit. And I believe when I fall to the ground, I become dust. I said, really? Is that what you believe? And we had a good conversation about this. But the danger is if we forget that very reason that the Son came, baby Jesus came, that we could receive Him as an eternal gift and have eternity with God. Amen? But not just that. We can dwell with Him now. We can have fellowship with Him now. You can sit with your surfboard out on the ocean and talk to Him and He'll be with you. You can be on your motorcycle and He'll be with you. You can be on a horse and He'll be with you. You can be in the gym and He'll be with you. Amen? Some of us need Him with us in the gym. Amen? Especially after this period. Jesus, help me. Help me find the gym, Lord. Second thing, Emmanuel, God is with us. John 1:14 says this, and the Word became flesh and dwelt amongst us, and we beheld His glory, and the glory of the only begotten Son, begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. See, Emmanuel, God with us, He physically came and walked with humanity. How much more accurate of prophecy can you get with that? That He'll say, you call Him Emmanuel, God with you. He actually dwelt. And then you know what the awesome thing is? When Jesus died, when He was resurrected, guess what happened? He said, I'm sending you someone else greater, the Holy Spirit, who's with you always. Amen. So when He says, Emmanuel, God with you, guess what? God is with you. God is with us. Amen? But we need to be mindful of it. This is the reason for the season. Tell your neighbor, this is the reason for the season. Amen? You know, He talks about Emmanuel. talks about God with us. Jesus came into the world. He was literally God with us. But you know what it also shows me? That nothing can separate us from the love of God. Nothing. If we are in Christ Jesus, loving the Lord Jesus with all our heart, there's nothing that can separate us from the love of God. His love is with us always. His blessing is with us always. His favor and grace is with us always. He is with us always in every situation and circumstance. Amen. This is the God of the season. Amen. Turn with me to Isaiah 9:6. Isaiah 9:6. In the Young's Literal Translation, it says this. For a child has been born to us, a son has been given to us, and the princely power is on his shoulder. And he does call his name, Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Father of Eternity, Prince of Peace. Once again, he's naming him, saying that's an attribute. That's what he's going to do. That's how he's going to be. That is what he is to you. When you say God is with you, guess what you have? You have the Prince of Peace walking with you. In other words, you have peace that surpasses all understanding. Come into your situation. Come into your circumstance, wherever you are at any given time. You see, most people are looking for things in status. Most people are looking for that peace in material things, in achievements, in trophies, in accolades, in certificates. You know what? I have nothing against Bible school. I love studying. I love the Word. And I believe everybody should study at least the first year of Bible school. Okay? Did I make myself clear? Yes. But I remember the law. I was on the road to do doctorate degree. And I was like striving to do and study and thinking that it's going to make me better. Up here. And I was feeling more empty here than I'd ever been before. Until the Lord stopped me. And he said, what are you trying to do? I said, I'm trying to get to know you. He says, you're trying to get to know me here, but you need to get to know me here. Yes. And when I started opening up my Bible and spending time with him, man, there's something that came in here that you couldn't get from a certificate on the wall. You couldn't get from a trophy. You couldn't get from lifting a weight. You couldn't get from anything. You couldn't get from catching the biggest wave. You couldn't get from riding a Harley Davidson. Even though it come close. It wouldn't come close. But can you hear what I'm saying? We can't get all of that unless we have the Prince of Peace living in us. He says he's the counselor. When you need to know what to do, when I need to know what direction to go, when I need help, when I've made mistakes, when I have to make a decision, when there's life and death in front of me, and I need to choose blessing or cursing, life or death, the Prince of Peace, the Holy Spirit, the counselor is behind me, whispering in me, saying, go this way, do that. Amen. Every single time. He's wonderful. He's mighty. If he be for you, who can be against you? What can be against you? He's mighty. That's who he is. That's the Prince of Peace. That's our Emmanuel that is with us, dwelling with us, moving with us, and wanting to have more intimacy with us. But you know what he's saying? You have to open up your heart and let me in. You have to allow me to walk with you. You have to take your way and thinking how it's done here and trust me and let me walk with you and lead you and guide you. Amen. He's the Father of eternity. That means he's the Alpha and the Omega. He's without end. He was always and he is always. You know what that tells me? That before you were formed, he knew you. But also it tells me that he's already in your future and knows what you need. He knows everything that the enemy is trying to do. He knows everything he wants to do. And if we align ourselves with him, guess what? We've got an awesome, awesome future in him, in Jesus' name. Amen. He's our Father. We need to know him as Abba Father, Daddy God. Amen. Not just this God that's out there, but the Prince of Peace that dwells in here. And we can say, Daddy God, Abba Father, I come to you today. Help me, lead me, teach me. I'm your son. I'm your daughter. He's our chief in command. When he points that way, we go that way. When he says wait, we wait. Amen. He's the one that's got everything in control. He's got your life in control. Amen. Jesus came to bring us health, prosperity, and peace. Jesus came so that we can have intimacy with God and we can receive a free gift of salvation. That's the number one reason for the season, church. Don't ever forget that. Don't ever get roped up in the things of the world and the cares of the world, even though we enjoy it. I'm not saying being religious and you so religious that nobody wants to go near you. That's of no effect. All right? Eat lamb. Eat roast pork. Eat lots of it. Have bacon sandwiches. Amen? Have fun. Amen. Put up a decoration. Amen? If you have to, cast a demon off the tree. But put it up. Make your house look pretty. Make it feel festive. But let me just tell you this. As long as Jesus is in the center of everything, that's the number one thing that counts. As long as you realize that Emmanuel, God, is with us. And He's still with us today. He hasn't disappeared. He hasn't gone away. Amen? Can I ask you, every head to be bowed, every eye closed?
Thanks for listening to today's podcast from Heritage of Faith Gold Coast. For more information, or if you have any questions, please go to our website, heritageoffaith.com.au. Have a blessed week.